This is Passport to Texas. An article in the June issue of Parks and Wildlife magazine explores the value of artificial reefs. These are retired structures like oil platforms that create much-needed hard substrate in the Gulf. We ask the question whether the reefs increase marine populations or simply aggregate existing populations.
The first thing that happens when you put any kind of structure in the water is that fish species will congregate around it. They're attracted to that.
Dale Shively is Parks and Wildlife Program Leader for Artificial Reefs. He says congregating is just the beginning.
You're not only bringing fish species in, but they stay there, live there, they spawn there. You can find the juveniles on there. Doesn't mean that some of those fish species don't migrate away at times, but they actually use it for various life stages.
Through a monitoring program, Shively says they're attempting to quantify various fish species by relative abundance.
There is also a debate about how valuable are oil platforms in the Gulf of Mexico. There are a lot of fishermen who claim that you remove these, you're destroying the red snapper population. There's another school of thought that the red snapper were here originally without the oil platforms, but there's no doubt that the red snapper population has increased since we have more structure out there.
Learn more about it in the June issue of Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine. The Wildlife and Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.